Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I'm your host, John Age. Got a little lights on in this piece. How about that? I'll be your tour guide this evening as we take a somewhat satirical journey down the path of murder, destruction, mayhem, and the extermination of human life on this planet. A forced march into obsolescence thrust upon us by a global satanic death cult of pedophiles. It's about the size of it, folks. Just about the size of it all. Check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. Like all the likes. Subscribe to all the subscriptions. PayPal.me/AnomicAge. Right up here at the top in case you missed that. Right there. See that? That's the topmost links there. You can donate right there. And you can become a patron right there. It's just that simple, isn't it? That's what's up. So if you are so inclined and you'd like to help me out at all, even the least little bit, if you'd like to show your gratitude, if you'd like to enjoy the show and actually help me to enjoy paying the bills a little bit, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. Somebody out there's going, man, I can only give you like a buck. That's all I got. Well, thank you. I'd love that. Man, I got, you know, all this Christmas mess coming down on me. I just can't help you right now, but I can help you next month. Well, thank you. Free for me, but not free for you. Got a whole mess of bills about to come in like 2 days from the server company. And that stuff's about to hit mega speed because all those first few year discounts are coming to a close. So once again, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. We got the free iPhone app, the free Android app. Subscribe by email link. And definitely the free newsletter right there at the very bottom. So you can do all that and so much more at AnomicAge.com. So if you are so inclined, please consider making a donation. I'm also happy to join you here in the dark side of the AM. We're sitting at 2:59 Eastern Standard Time. Year of our Lord, 2023. We're all the way up to the 30th of December. Diciembre. Yeah. Almost to a new year. I can't believe it, folks. Man, the last few years have been absolutely dreadful, and I'm sure the next new year will just be about as dreadful, if not worse. Because things are going to get exponentially worse as the machine breaks down. As all the cogs in the wheels of the machine begin to break, begin to be sabotaged, begin to go offline, and the once great republic of the United States of America slides into obsolescence. As the dollar continues to no longer be the world currency, as the infrastructure collapses, as the Civil War kicks off, as the fraudulent election begins. These are all things on the horizon. Things to come as we move into the new year. And things are just going oh so fast. I mean, it's crazy how fast things are really going out there. It really is. Seems like just last year it was when they stole the first election from then President Trump, or I guess he still got the title. It's just like all these other boobs do, but you know, seems like last year when he was getting shafted out of an election, but in fact it was a couple years now. So we're on the precipice of another fraudulent election. Title of tonight's episode, in case you missed it. There we go. Might makes right. Might makes right. And you got the imperious stormtrooper of the state there, showing you just how spooky they are. Oh my gosh, they're dressed in all black. I'm so afraid. Oh my goodness gracious, they've got their spooky assault rifle. Gasp, run for cover, don't you know? And of course, they've got their monikers and helmets and all the accoutrements of the henchmen. Old Bad Religion song, the henchmen. Yeah, it's a human analog. But more to the point tonight, I was thinking about the old Slapshot song. Might makes right. I used to love Slapshot. I mean, I guess I still do, but like so many of the old bands that I used to like, when you realize how politically fouled up they are, it's really just, you don't even like them anymore, you know? It's like, ugh. Yeah. The music might be good, but good grief, you're stupid. You know? And that's sad, man. I was listening to a Tim Armstrong from Rancid documentary today. And I don't know why. It just popped up there, and I was like, I got a couple minutes. Listen to this thing. And it was discussing his marriage to Brody Dale. I guess that's not her name, from the Distillers, another band I could care less about. But I don't know. Met the chick when she was like 17, so that was like scandalous. Or was she 16? I don't even know. She was underage for sure. And it discussed their turbulent romance and culminated in their marriage, then the divorce and the drugs and the alcohol and the, you know, the usual behind the music fodder. But, you know, it struck me like steel. I had to rewind it. And I don't know why I'm surprised. It's just, there's no reason to be surprised from this nonsense anymore. But it said of their marriage, the only people present for their Wiccan marriage was the two Armstrong and Dale and a witch. And I was just like, I was listening to it, not really paying attention, but half paying attention. I was like, and a witch. And I think, was that crazy? Did they say witch? So I went back and they said, oh yeah, it was a the Tim Armstrong and Brody Dale and a witch. And I was just like, it was so off-putting. And I don't know why I was surprised, but it was just like, really? And a witch? I guess what's up? That's at your wedding, huh? You know, not that I ever thought that I had any commonality with virtually any of the punk and hardcore people that I ever listened to. I was never one of those cats that was like, oh, let's get to know the band. Oh, let's hang out with them after the show. Or let's try to, you know, introduce myself, and oh, I want to know all these bands, like blah blah blah. Insert expletives here. I just never gave a rooty poo about the bands, like on the personal level. I was always like, yeah, your music's great, but whatever, you know. Like, I'm not gonna like scene whore or what's that other mess? Groupie around after the bands, you know, like they're punk bands. Like, I don't do that with punk bands because I think it's low class and pathetic. The people that do that to like the big name rock stars, they're like, what the fruitcake am I going to like give a Rudy Poo about meeting the band and hanging out with the band and I want to really talk to the band? Like, bugger off. Get serious. But anyway, that did kind of strike me like steel, but whatever. You know, people reveal what they are because that's what they are. Back to my point with Slapshot, it's kind of the same thing. I used to love Slapshot's music. And then the more people made their politics very clear, the more I was just repulsed by it all. So, great Slapshot song, Right Makes, Might Makes Right. That's the one. Anyway, nevertheless, that's the title of tonight's episode. And I took the longest way in the world around to get the plane back near the airport. But the title of that episode is for good reason, because I wanted to talk about the power monopoly of the state. So when you look at the mess that we're in right now, I don't know why the cursor won't get over here. When you look at the mess we're in right now, it just seems so self-evident. You know, you can look at this through a few different lenses, so I'll give you sort of my synopsis of the two. You can look at everything that's gone down and go, you know, the people are such a bunch of pathetic, degenerate, drug-addled, imbecilic pieces of monkey trash that they don't have the will to stand up and fight for their freedom. Or they have been trying to clean this up. They've basically been subjugated, relegated, and otherwise punked into being the sniveling wieners that they are. You know what I mean? Like, they've just, the lawfare has caught them, all the optics of the January 6th false flag kangaroo court has caught them. You know, all the big names that have caught all the flack has caught them. So that's kind of the two main dualities there. Either they're too fat and stupid to do anything, or they're too afraid to do anything. I mean, I guess you've got the third camp of the people that just don't want to know. Like, you could throw a fourth camp in there and the people that just don't know. Like the people that are just, I don't know. I'm just a complete brain dead imbecile. I don't I, you know, the Bill Cosby thing. And then the people that just don't want to know. You try to tell them, like, I don't want to know. Oh, I don't want to know. I would shut my eyes and close and yeah, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know. I guess you got, like, the four different camps. But, you know, it sort of really does distill down to just the big two. And I think that's exactly what's up. I've never been one to sycophantically kiss the ring of the police, of the military, of anyone in power. I just, that repulses me. Just blind obedience is stupid. Because more often than not, if you're in a position of power with basically no oversight, you become a bully, which is what we have now. I mean, you got the police more interested in writing a ticket for speeding than stopping the trafficking. Oh, they can't do anything. They're just traffic cops. They can't. They won't, you dolt. They can't. They're just following orders. They couldn't. They wouldn't. They couldn't. Yeah. They should have, but they didn't. January 6th ringing a bell yet? It was an old shirt when I was in high school. I remember this little piece of garbage had one. He was a guy that was, you know, to quote Bold, fair weather friend you I don't need. Yeah, he seemed like a nice cat until I guess he realized he couldn't use me, so he became a jerk. But nevertheless, he had a shirt that said, had a picture of the police, and it said something to the effect of, I'll kick your bleep and get away with it. That's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate in the 90s. It's even more accurate today. And yeah, the police are in the right a heck of a lot. So if you're doing the right thing, you're a law-abiding police officer, then here's to you. But the bad news is, as it always is. A few bad apples spoil the bunch. Whether you're talking about skateboarders, whether you're talking about jockeys, whether you're talking about football players, whether you're talking about plumbers. A few bad apples spoils the bunch. So sadly, the good people out there are going to have to take a rap for all the scumbag, bully pieces of filth out there. Just how it is. But most, I would say, are trying to do the right things. But then even within all these different institutions, you sort of have those same four lenses that I talked about before. We don't want to know. We don't know. We're too stupid to do anything about it, and we're too afraid to do anything about it. That's what's up, folks. Because what you do see is the police arresting people, the Border Patrol allowing and helping, aiding and abetting ain't even the right word for it, assisting, being party to fully. I mean, like, accomplice to, is that strong enough language here? To the border situation. I mean, this is darn near travesty. Who's the gentleman we had on last time? I know, I'm sorry that I can't recall. There's his name. Hernando Arce. And I wanted to shoot him a message because he was a great person to have on. Very nice gentleman. And I wanted to send him a message. And if you're listening to it, Hernando, here's the message, buddy. I didn't mean to leave you high, dry, and not keep up with all the great work you've been doing. My life has been a complete hell for about 2+ weeks now. So that's why I was not continuing to communicate with you and keep our line of communication open. I apologize. You're doing wonderful work. I've been following it on Instagram primarily. It's great work. That's all I can say. But nonetheless, I say all that to say this. He is getting arrested by the police, the aiding and abetting criminal scum that's allowing the trafficking to take place. So make all the excuses you want. The deal is, might makes right. Because you see, the Patriots aren't out there playing dress up like the police are, pretending they're in Fallujah. And don't worry, they'll have the troops doing it here soon enough. If it ain't the UN troops, it'll be the American troops. It'll definitely be the American troops doing this. Eventually, they'll bring all the troops home, and people are going to think, oh boy, now they're going to finally defend the nation that they represent. No, they're going to take out the domestic terrorists, quote unquote. Those people that still believe in a Bill of Rights Constitution, you know, the sovereignty of the United States, borders, nation state, you know, that the usual suspect stuff that used to just exist here in this formerly great nation. So that's when and where the United States troops will be brought home for. That's going to be you. So look in the mirror every time you say support the troops and kiss the ring of the police and military. Just remember who's going to be knocking on your door to drag your butt off to a FEMA camp, throw you in the back of a boxcar, never to be seen from again. That's what's coming down, folks. That is the might makes right, because they have the might. And that gives them the license, apparently, to just run roughshod over everybody. Because that's what's going to happen. If you've not followed the work of Hernando Arce, I'll put his name up on there again. Hernando Arce, if you've not been following his work and following his arrest, I think it's been numerous now by these scumbags, you should. Because that's what's going on. We got citizen journalists. We got people not getting paid a dime, much like myself, out there trying to cover the downfall of the nation. And you got the right, the might, excuse me, I've said that wrong 3 times now. The might makes right brigade, the just following orders fellows out there arresting people. Like Hernando Arce. On the border, in Texas, covering the downfall of the nation. But that's okay, because as long as you got a badge, then you're fine, right? Right, Border Patrol that's knocking down fences, is helping people right on across. That's what's up, folks. That is exactly what's up. The might makes right, just following orders, brigade, at it again. Not speaking of all, but I'm speaking of the criminal scum that's aiding, abetting, accomplices to, and allowing this crap to go on. So when you're pulling somebody over for making a U-turn, when you're busting somebody for speeding, when you're getting patted down at the airport by the TSA filth, just remember, you are the enemy. It's not the people invading the country at the southern border. No. The enemy is the people covering the invasion. The enemy is the people exposing the pedophilia. The enemy is the people exposing the human trafficking. The enemy is exposing the CPS. The enemy is the people just covering the death of the nation. That's who the enemy is. And it's all the inversion of what's right. It's a big fat inverted cross when you see somebody getting patted down by TSA. It's a big inverted cross when you see the police giving somebody a ticket for speeding while human trafficking is going on probably, you know, 2-3 miles away. Exactly. Especially if you're in a border state. I mean, it's not even that far. So while CPS is running their rape gangs, procuring children so they can get money and then just trafficking them across the nation and across the globe, just remember, you're the enemy. Just remember that. You're the scumbag, right? You are the might makes right. That's what's up. Just because you don't have a badge, you don't have the costume, you're the scum. I should have had this pulled up. It's escaping me, this study. Let me see. It's a Stanford Prison study, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, there's a couple of them. But the Stanford Prison Experiment study, it really revealed that people took on the persona of the clothing, of the costume. They took on the imperious nature of the guards. They took on the subjugated, subordinate nature of the prisoners. And they assumed the role. They had to stop the study. I don't even think it lasted like 2 days. They had a bunch of students in the study. The Zimbardo Stanford Prison Experiment study. The original one. There was numerous after that. But it was the same mess. They took on the persona. They took on the expectations of the role, the societal, cultural expectations of the role. Like in America, we've taken on the societal and cultural expectations of a banana republic, of some sort of Gestapo, of some sort of police force that you might have encountered in Mexico like 30 years ago. We have now embraced and now portrayed that in this country. So, like, we let the real criminals go just to harass the locals. That's what's going on. The might makes right. That's what's up. What time we got? Holy smokes, we got to cut this thing pretty quick. It's getting late. We got one more. I really wanted to cover this, so let's cover this boob. Can we get to it, folks? This one. Department of Secretary of State. We got this boob. Shayna Bellows. Can we pull her picture up? I don't know if we can. Shayna Bellows. Let's see. That's her. Yeah, Shayna Bellows. Great, huh? So I bring that up to say this. Shayna Bellows from Maine. Secretary of State of Maine. And Maine's also got a female governor, Maine. I think they got a lieutenant female governor, too. Maine. All ladies run in Maine, apparently. I don't even care. It's not my ball of wax. I don't give a rooty poo what the bleep you are, nor what you identify as. I don't give a fruitcake. But Maine, the second state to take Trump off the ballot. You got Colorado first. You got Maine second. And guess what? You got California just clamoring, just hand over fist. Oh, my goodness, they're just wringing their hands, you know, like some sinister villain from some sort of Lex Luthor 1970s era Superman. these clowns just wringing their hands. We're going to take Trump off the ballot. Like Skeletor. These pieces of human feces. So you got Trump off two ballots, soon to be three. Everybody's like, oh, the Supreme Court will fix that. Don't worry. Who cares, man? I mean, it's just, it's so comical that people even entertain the notion of an election, even entertain this stupid notion that it's going to be legitimate. On the ballot, off the ballot, who gives a bleep? He's not going to win. I can tell you that. Duh. No. Did you miss the last election, folks? Did you miss the election 3 years before that of the squad? Did you miss that fraudulent bunch of freaking creepy? Did you miss old W's election way back when? Excuse me, I keep having a coughing fit over here. Anyway, if you think this election coming up is going to be legit and you think Trump's going to actually win, you know, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. Yeah, you can let some of those migrants in for free. You can help them with the Border Patrol. Just help them all over. Yeah, come on over, guys. We got some free stuff for you. Just come on in. This was mentioned on InfoWars today, but I think it's worth repeating. I was going to do a whole show on it. I darn sure might later. But let's put this boob up here again. Can we put this boob up here again? Shanna Bellows, you know, they always camouflage and obfuscate and otherwise. Just gaslight people with people like Shanna Bellows, because they always have these women now. It wasn't always like this, but now especially, it's the women that are the ones that are really destroying stuff. I mean, look at the press secretaries from the Biden regime. Look at Kamala Harris. I mean, look at all these Hillary Clinton, Maxine Waters. Who was that drunk bimbo in California that can't get out of office? Used to be speaker. Nancy Pelosi's. Yeah, all these pieces of human filth, folks. They know. They camouflage the evil just a bit, just an obfuscation of the evil. And just like in basketball, it only takes like a subtle just bump or a subtle nudge even to get your opponent off center just a bit, and you can blow right by him. So that's what they're doing with the optics of the evil, where they don't have some sinister Klaus Schwab up there with this. They've got this Shanna Bellows dame up there. Because they're, oh, she's just a lady. Oh, whoa, whoa, she's a lady. Uh-huh. Allegedly. Allegedly, right? Allegedly, all these people are ladies. Allegedly, that creature from the Black Lagoon, that's what our health secretary now is a lady, too. That blob of pus. But, yeah, I mean, they do that. They obfuscate the evil just a touch so that you'll drop your defenses, you know, a la Star Wars for just a minute, and then they just smack you right in the teeth with this kind of crap. And that's really what's up. The optics of this, they know that they can put a lady up there, they can use woman face, look, woman face, to just, for a split second, go, what? Oh, she's not here to, blam, you're dead. You know what I mean? That's what's up. I mean, that's also what's up with all the trannies and drag queen story hour and all this crap for the kids, because they know that they can sneak one by you. You know, the old Fernando Valenzuela screwball, they could just sneak one by you if they use woman face. Yeah, it's a bunch of dudes with their Johnson & Johnson taped down in this provocative attire, singing and gyrating and doing stories with kids. But if they can just get you for a moment to believe that this is a woman face, then they got you. And the kids don't know what you know. They're children, folks. Just like you can't make a binding contract with a child. Just like a child can't drive a car by a Colt 45 or buy cigarettes, folks. Because it's not lawful. It's not rational. It's not in any way, shape, or form something that an adult should do. But they obfuscate it with woman face, obfuscate the evil. That's what they're doing here again. And then, even though they're using woman face, they've got the old standby, right? The might makes right, because every one of these pieces of trash, just like the governor that was quote-unquote kidnapped. Oh, yeah, all these bimbos, these pieces of human garbage, have got the might makes right brigade protecting them. So, again, all the people kissing the ring of the uniform mafia, ask yourself, if they're so good, why are they protecting scum? Why are they allowing the pedophilia? Why are they allowing the trafficking? Why are they allowing the fall of the Republic? I got questions. Maybe somebody's got answers. I don't know. Feel free to fill me in if you got the answers, folks. That's all for tonight. Remember, you can't do everything, but you can do something. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.